Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program. Shark Tank author Damon John. Good morning, Damon. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
We're small potatoes for a guy like you. You don't have time to just do radio interviews. You're a TV guy. You're an investor. You're a writer.
What's I'm here with you now. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. I've been dying to be here.
Come on.
That's what I want to hear right there.
All right, you got a book out, Rise and Grind, about hard work, I guess?
Rise and Grind is not necessarily about hard work. It's about smart work and how to be efficient in your day, no matter where you are in life.
I'm glad you said that right off.
You know what? The problem is this, man. Everybody sit there and says, all right, I get it. Hard work, that's going to make me successful. Okay, but what is hard work? Sometimes people need to know what to do minute by minute to make them a little more successful because they're willing to put in the time, but they just need a coach.
Okay, so how do you coach them in the book?
Well, the book is about 15 different people in there that are successful from all walks of life, from Catherine Zeta-Jones to Santana to Wendy Williams to other people you may never heard of named Kyle Maynard, the guy born with no arms and no legs and army crawled Mount Kilimanjaro with no prosthetics. So what I did was I asked all of them, what's the first 90 minutes of your day look like? What's the last 90 minutes of your day look like? What are the things you do that make you more proficient? And I found that all of them do around the same 12 things, but they all do it in various different ways. So what I did was offer this to people to say, you may not like the way Kyle Maynard sets his day off or he's proficient, but you may like how Tyler, the creator, the young Grammy-nominated music artist does. And I put it all down in the book for people to get a whole bunch of tips they can use daily.
Does anybody look into the mirror and tell themselves they're good, they're smart?
Is that one?
Actually, somebody does. Yeah. Somebody does in the book because a lot of people get up there in the morning and what they realized was in the past when they were so busy getting up looking at Instagram and looking how everybody else is having a great time in life and everybody's skinny and everybody's sexy and rich, they realized they got something called social media depression. So they started to look in the mirror or just thank God for what they have in life and to set them off on a different path during the day.
All right, a little moment of self-affirmation, meditation, something getting centered there, I guess.
Every single one of those people in the book do that at a certain time of the day because a lot of people forget what they are in life for. So everybody, basically sum this up, is everybody's extremely selfish in the book in a good way. You know, selfish like Michael Jordan, who didn't necessarily go to other people's practice. He practiced his butt off so he could be the best player on the team. And you'll look at certain tips in the book, such as when you wake up in the morning, do not answer anyone's email for the first hour. The minute you open your emails, you start giving up your power to everybody else and you are taking care of everybody else's problems. You should send out emails for the first hour if you want, but never open and never answer any. And that's a very key component to starting your day. Stop worrying about everybody else.
I know somebody who said, I get emails 24 hours a day from people at work, but it's my fault. And I said, how is that your fault that they're sending you email? And she goes, because I answered them.
Because they answered me. Listen, you got to look at this. Your inbox is your defense. Your outbox is your offense. Always be on offense.
Wow. How many of the 12 things that these people do did you listen to and say, yep, I do that. They're not telling me anything new.
I did about, no. So that's the great thing about the book. You'll find that there's things that you're doing that you're saying, you know what, I'm on the right track. And things that you're saying, all right, I like these 5 things I'm going to try. You know what, I tried them. One of them worked for me. So I do all of the 12 things that I just don't do them in different ways. So like everybody puts in adrenaline in their body in some way or another. They generally don't drink coffee and or energy drinks. And I used to work out late at night. But now, because I didn't want to work out in the morning. I thought if I work out in the morning, I don't have that 2 hours. I should be at the office, you know, for those 2 hours. I started working out early in the morning. I looked at it over the course of a month. I saved 2 days over the course of my month for being more productive. You know, a lot of these people will schedule time with their families, and you will think that that is impersonal. They'll schedule times to kiss their mother and or take their daughter out on a date or have dinner with their wife. But what I realized was most of us get up in the morning and we're on everybody else's schedule. The time the train leaves, the time we need to get in the office, conference calls, and the time we need to be at a stupid dinner with people we don't like. And before you know it, your daughters or kids are off to college and your wife's not talking to you anymore.
Thank you, Harry Chapin.
Anything in there about rest and not overextending yourself or making sure that you're not wearing yourself out?
That is actually the, you know, I could, thank God. And you guys are like setting these things up for me. This is the reason I even created the book, because I didn't want to start a book at first. I was looking at myself. I said, I'm 48 years old. I've been on Shark Tank 8 years. I got 60 companies, a brand new daughter, a brand new wife, but not the business I have to run. What's going on? And most of the people in the book concentrated on their health. You see, entrepreneurs generally don't take care of themselves.
And they don't have time, do they?
They all claim they don't have time, but before you know it, then they're sick and the business is gone. But they don't have time, they claim, right? And you know what? Entrepreneurs ask everything about the business. Do I have enough inventory? Why am I not converting enough people on sales? But they don't ask the same thing about their health. I noticed that I wasn't asking the same thing about my health. I got a checkup for 5 years straight. But now after I went into the book and I started to ask more questions, because I knew I wasn't feeling well, I discovered I had stage 2 cancer in my thyroid because of Wendy Williams' chapter when she was talking about her health and overextending herself to ask why I don't feel well. And I got that removed. I'm cancer-free. I'm running around happy as hell. But it was because I made my health my priority, and now that makes me more efficient in business.
All right, what about when let's say I'm an entrepreneur. I've started a new business. You know, I've got all kinds of debt piled up. I'm trying to create sales, whatever it is. I've got this on my brain 24 hours a day. How do you turn your brain off where you're not thinking about this? If I miss a day, this company will crash and burn.
Well, how are you scheduling your goals and what you want to accomplish? Because a lot of entrepreneurs just don't look at it. Just like when we're talking about cancer, they don't look at the numbers. They don't want to peel back the skin and look at the numbers and say, I have to reduce costs, right? Because you got to go back to the fundamentals of it. And it's not easy. I can't say it's easy, right? You know, a lot of people are going to fail. They're not going to get an A on their report card. But the foundation of the business could have been started wrong. First of all, you could have overfunded the business. So how do you reduce those costs? Second of all, there's two ways to do business: increase sales or reduce costs, right? So how do you either increase sales or reduce costs? Now, your customers. There's only three ways to deal with customers: acquire a new one, upsell a current one, or make one buy more frequently. As you start looking at these things and you chart them, then you'll start to understand what you may need to cut out. Business is 80-20. 20% of your customers are 80% of your business. A lot of these fundamentals are in the book on how you go about, and you just put down a chart on your business and you have to attack it. People just try to close their eyes and say, let's bring in more money. Well, more money means you need more sales, right? You know, if you're going to bring in investments. So a lot of these things
I've
you
learned
have
that
to
on Shark
down.
Tank anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of these things you have to write down and be very simple about it. I mean, there's 24 hours in a day, there's 40, you know, there's 7 days a week, and you have to look at and how to chart this out. This book is about controlling the 1,440 minutes that you have a day.
Called Rise and Grind.
Rise and Grind, the book and the podcast, and there's a lot of information, and you may value what you see today in the book, or you may say it's full of crap and you don't want to use it, and then 10 years from now, you'll pick the book back up and say, wait a minute, I'm in a different place in my life, and I want to apply some of these things today.
Can we talk about Shark Tank for a minute?
Absolutely.
How long
yes,
does
I
it
hate
take?
Kevin. Yes, I hate Kevin. Is that what you're going to ask me?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm thinking out loud.
How long does it take to film an episode?
There's no one episode film. What we do is we see 10 people a day. We see 200 people over the course of, 2 weeks in June, 2 weeks in September.
Okay.
And one pitch can last 14 minutes. Another pitch can last 2.5 hours. But we try to get 10 people done per day. They average out, the pitches average out 45 minutes.
Oh, my. God.
So the reason why you'll see us in the same suit all the time is because they won't just do an episode. Pitch number one may work well, and they may push in one episode pitch number one, pitch number 37, pitch number 87, pitch number 41. That's why we all have to wear the same exact
right.
suits all the time.
Okay, I got that.
What's the greatest investment you've ever made on Shark Tank?
Very hard to say, but I have a top three or four, maybe five. The best one that I'm really excited about is Bombas Socks. It's a sock company.
Oh, I see them all over the place.
Yeah,
now.
They go right to your home. Every sock that you buy, they give another pair away to the homeless shelters because the homeless have a large care for a concern on how to care for their feet. These guys are doing astronomical numbers, but they're also just really a good company because they're giving back at the same time. And the sock is amazing. No toe seam in the sock. So you don't get that little rubbing on your toe. So I really love Bombas Sock Company.
Do you really get all the information from them as they're up there doing their pitch? Because I don't know how you process all that.
No. So remember, if the pitch is 45 minutes, we're asking them all kind of questions, right? And then after that, it takes us anywhere up to 9 months to close the deals because we have to get all the paperwork of their taxes and everything else. So it takes us up to 9 months after you see the show to probably close the deals.
Confidence is probably a good thing to have if you are an entrepreneur, right? Right, Damon?
100%.
Difference between confidence and arrogance then?
Well, arrogance is that you don't want to listen to anybody. Confidence is that you're sure that you will progress. You're not leaning on everybody, but you just have this healthy confidence, but you're open to communicating and working things out. That's the difference between innovation, period. You know, arrogance is not going to create innovation, but confidence of, hey, I got something great, and you say, hey, I think I can make it better. You go, well, I'm not afraid of what I have, but let's try this.
All right.
Where did you go to school?
Hey, guys, we got a wrap. Sorry about that.
Oh, boy. We knew that was coming. Where'd you go to school? Then we'll let you go.
I went to Bayside High School, and that was about it. I mean, in junior high, I was I loved school so much that I repeated the seventh grade twice.
Damon John, Rise and Grind. Awesome. Awesome person.
Thanks for the time this morning, Damon.
Thank you.
All right. Damon John. Do you tell somebody who's that successful good luck?
At the end of the, just call them awesome.
Yeah.